Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's night on the Oz Nine. That is to say, it's the time most of the crew choose to call night, since in space there really isn't day or
night. What did I say about exposition?
I don't remember. I'm trying to create a picture here.
The corridors of the Oz Nine are silent. Not even the whisper of a mop nor the hollow ring of boots to be heard. The lights are dim now, and the windows no longer reflect the fragile humans within, but instead reveal the endless night. The hush is complete, save for the quiet, raspy breathing of slightly over 40,000 sleeping passengers.
Pod Bay 14.
Of just under 40,000 sleeping passengers.
Ooh, that was awesome.
Yeah, you'll get there.
Jesus! Ooh, what the hell just hit the window? What is that?
Kudzu bread. There were some pretty rancid loaves in the kitchen on this floor, so I flipped them. What are you doing?
Practicing my golf swing. So, what are you doing? Four.
Shadowing in this drawing of Albert. What's par for this hole?
Four. Shadowing, huh? Very, very subtle.
Oh, we're nothing if not subtle around here.
What? Jesus!
What are you doing?
I'm tending to my mushrooms. What the hell are you doing up?
Couldn't sleep. Any of those good for insomnia?
Why don't you lie down and let the mold wrap you up?
Worked up too much of an immunity. And now I know there's zombies wandering round the ship.
Yeah. Olivia said Pod Bay 14 just went offline. So we may have more by morning.
Well, that'll put hairball in your haggis. You got any fungus in there that'll make me not care about zombies?
No, ma'am. And don't you start taste testing again. You remember how crazy you got last time when you ate four...
Shadowing me again, eh?
Not at all. Just feeling a bit restless.
Did either of you do something with the kudzu bread up on level 17?
No. Why?
I've been doing some experimenting with the Albatross's recipe and some of these mushrooms. I went up to check on the fermentation process, and the loaves were gone.
Probably Dr. Von Halfwit's ants.
How many loaves did you lose?
Four.
Shadow.
Beg your pardon?
Ugh, me wee friend there. See him poking his head out of that burrow? I named him Shadow, as he only ever comes out when it's dark.
No, that's inaccurate. Shadows appear in the light.
I'm training him to attack people who annoy me.
He's gonna be mighty busy.
Hello! Swamp things!
Yes, Olivia?
We've got a problem. Another problem, that is.
Why is everyone here in the swamp? Ooh, is it Albert's time?
Why are you here?
Oh, well, I'm just here for some fresh air.
Some fresh swamp air.
No one comes to the bio swamp for fresh air. You're here for the shrooms.
They're not shrooms. But you are here to steal my mushrooms.
For heaven's sake, don't be absurd, my boy. Pish-tosh.
Then why do you have a frying pan?
to protect myself from the egrets, of course. I just took an egret in the backside.
And the butter?
Ah, very well. I was hoping to add a little fungal zest to my egret egg souffle. But I see someone has already had a bit of a nibble kibibble.
Dang, you're right.
Yeah, if we could take just a moment and regroup. I did say we had a new problem.
I sure hope that wasn't Albert. That patch is aggressive. How did I not notice some were missing?
I don't think it could be Albert. The plants between the cave entrance and that patch are untrammeled.
You're right. How the hell? Must have been an egret.
I don't think so.
There's no footprints, no path. It has to be a bird.
Does it, though?
Apparently, Olivia already knows the answer and is waiting for one of us to ask.
Yeah, let me just turn on the intercom.
I've got you now, foul fiend!
Yeah, what else flies and eats mushrooms?
You'll never take me!
Ah, hell.
He's gurgling up foam if anyone's interested.
He could choke roll him onto his side.
Yeah, all right.
What the hell happened? Why did the ship tilt?
I don't have hands. How the hell else was I going to roll him on his side?
Is he at least in the right position?
He's invisible. I mean, the foam appears to be coming out at a right angle, so yes?
Thank goodness. He's safe.
Safe? He's as high as my Aunt Morag's knickers when the Royal Air Force does a flyby for St. Andrew's Day.
What is your concerns, former Captain Jesse? I believe you were coming here to do the same, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't eat your laser eyes, Olive, did I? What if he sees a spider and fires those up and cuts a hole through the side of the ship?
Oh, yeah, Jesse does have a point.
I have more points than Alexander Wood, the Scot who invented the hypodermic needle.
Just, gonna throw it out there. Is it possible you've been spending too much time with Donna?
That did sound very Donna-ish, didn't it?
Nothing wrong with being proud of your heritage.
You've clearly been studying up on your Scottish history.
ATMs, kaleidoscopes, gin and tonic, all invented by Scots.
I'm so sorry to interrupt, but he's waking up.
I'm looking for Colin. Has anyone seen me?
His office nut.
Is that a spider?
Oh, bollocks.
Oh, man, come on. We just got Olivia back from the effects of the eye drops.
First olives, now mushrooms. We've really got to keep that man away from the crudité.
You know, the shuttle I took to Earth is still stocked up and just sitting there.
Are you suggesting we abandon our oratorial obligations?
Yes.
Just keep the key handy. Meanwhile...
Captain! Captain? Where is she?
Under here.
What the hell are you doing, Mad Pants? And why does it involve tools?
I'm trying to solve the riddle of the giggle. There's this wire, see? I can't figure out what this thing's attached to. I followed it up here from the engine room, but then I lost it.
Forget the wire, Captain. We've got a problem.
Now what? Duck!
I warned you about those coconuts!
Jesus, Mary and Sheena Easton, what the hell is he doing?
Heads will roll for this. Also knees.
Look out!
What the hell is going on? God damn it, Colin, you scorched my captain's chair.
Oh. Scorched? He cut it in half.
I can scoot it back together, but there's nothing I can do about those burn marks. Better not have shorted out the popcorn popper, though.
We will drain the lake and free the whippoorwills.
Okay, that was different. Anyone care to tell me what's going on?
I believe our friend Colin is experiencing the wonders of the psychedelics. He be tripping mad balls.
He dipped into my experimental mushroom patch.
I thought you said there weren't any magic ones in there.
I was trying to keep you from taking some and flying us into a black hole.
I wasn't going to eat any. I was just there to check up on what my crew
is. You had a frying pan.
Because... egrets!
And butter!
Dude, trying to be a scientist aboard this ship is well nigh impossible. I feel you, brother.
There are spores in your beard.
For science. I'm not actually enjoying this.
You've got to be kidding.
You know, I did wonder why the good doctor is no longer wearing pants.
What now? Ow! And he is totally wearing pants.
True, but that was a good one, no? Made you look...
Were you planning on following Colin? Or shall we just let him wreak havoc on the ship while you focus on Dr. Theo's trousers?
Where is he, Olivia?
Stuck him on level 78. He's banging around in there like a trapped blue bottle. Best hurry up before he realizes he has a way to get free.
He does?
Laser eyes.
Oh, hell, let's go! Follow the doors!
This episode is brought to you by Shaker and Spoon. Captain's Log, Stardate... I don't know, there's like 140 stars within a mile of me, so we're going to skip that bit. We received a package today from a company called Shaker and Spoon, and Colin and Jesse are already face deep in the box. It has three recipes for creating cocktails, plus all the ingredients you need, minus the alcohol. As someone who's been gargling swamp hooch for the last how many forevers I've been up here, wow, we got the vodka brunch box. Each recipe makes four servings, and we've already had the blood and sage and the slow rush. So easy to make, even Greg the Zebra was tending bar, and the results were magnificent. If you're foolish enough to listen to this show, we've got an actual smart thing for you to do. $20 off any Link subscription if you go to shakerandspoon.com/oz9. Get a box delivered to your airlock each month and $20 off your subscription at shakerandspoon.com/OZ9. Enjoy, Space Monkeys. Captain out.
Stepping on board the Oz9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're going to take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to fanrolldice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
From the scorch marks on the walls, it appears Colin also came this way.
You sobered up quick.
I'm cursed with a rapid metabolism.
Oh, do tell. Oh,
I suspect it has to do with my innate athleticism. My muscles demand...
No, you misunderstood. When I say do tell, the someone else is silent.
I see. That said, it appears vigorous exercise does hyperoxygenate the body, reviving some of the mushroom's more hallucinogenic properties. Raspberries.
Thank God. Doc's down.
Any foam?
Nine!
Olivia, keep an eye on him and bring him to us when he catches up.
Captain, how very sensible.
If he's spewing nine kinds of foam, someone better keep watch.
Left!
Oh.
Whoa, man. Oh, my goodness.
Whoa. What the hell is all this?
It's our old crew room. The one that got blown up ages ago.
Did Colin do this?
This cup of tea is devolved.
Yes, and I'd appreciate you getting your finger out of my beverage.
Clara, what is all this?
Doc.
It's the Eurovision Song Contest. I'm voting for Ukraine.
Goodness me. Oh, I suppose it was only a matter of time before you stumbled on this.
What's going on here?
My dears, there is so much more happening on this ship than I dreamt of in your philosophy.
Damn it. Mrs. S., did you get into the mushrooms too?
Is this another crew?
No. I'm afraid this is where the people you insist on calling zombies gather.
I'll pull the other one.
I assure you, I am pulling neither leg nor your finger. Yes, you're not getting me with that one again.
But... it's so clean.
Oh, Gregory, you really must set aside your Hollywood-inspired notions of zombies. These people, who are now some version of undead are the remnants of the very rich. Of course, they thawed out their cleaning staff first thing.
But what of the murder protocol?
What of it? I mean, they've an entire pod bay of cleaners, butlers, maids, pool boys, etc. And it's not like the rich have ever been concerned with using up finite resources, have they, really? Bastards.
How long has this been going on?
The Albatross's power surge popped their pods.
That was ages ago. I mean, I've entirely lost all sense of time, but it feels like ages ago.
I'm here. Okay, I made it. Yes. Whoa, where the hell am I? Egret! Egret!
Raspberries!
Solidarity, brother. Raspberries.
Oh, mushrooms for dinner, I see. It's a do roll Dr. Theo onto his side, won't you, Jesse?
Hang on. Who can you know about all this and we don't?
Me. I discovered it when I'd followed the survivors back from the shopping mall incident.
Shopping mall? Is there a Radio Shack?
Do pay attention, Gregory. I tried to communicate with them, but unfortunately they're unable to speak. But they did not attack me, and I do think we might show them the same. Look out!
Save the spatulas!
Oh, good Lord, hasn't anyone got a net?
No, but I do have a bug zapper. Call in! That was good.
Thank you. As I was saying, these people are harmless.
You sure about that?
Hey, what you got there?
Plans?
Gimme.
Looks like they're preparing to stage a coup.
How do you know?
Oh, there's a title page. Our coup. Also a copy of Coups for Beginners.
As I was saying, most of these people are harmless.
You didn't say most.
Welcome back, Dr. Theo.
Thank you.
Do rest your poor addled brain and let the clear-headed amongst us talk,
I think I'm all right. I was put on this ship as part of the revolution. I know coup plans when I see them. May I? Thank you. Okay. Oh. Yes. Let's see.
Well? Well?
Raspberry.
Well, that was helpful. Are this lot going to be coming back anytime soon?
Where am I?
Earth, welcome home.
What? My God. We're home?
Just kidding. You're stone.
I hate you.
Sobered you up, though, didn't it?
Didn't I?
Now, according to this, there's some sort of leader. Name of, Freiheitsnob.
What does that mean? Dr. von Habersetzer?
How would I know?
It sounds German-ish.
Swedish. Freedom, dude.
Solidarity, brother. Solidarity.
No. We lost Dr. Theo again.
I'm exhausted. How long was I...
Off your freaking nut? Too bloody long.
My God. Did I... my laser eyes.
Yeah. Well, you did whack a bit off one of the interior wings.
What?
Oh, my God.
We need that.
Drop like a stone.
Oh, it's all right. Calm down. He sort of cauterized the wound. Howard and Emily are out there now, sealing up the cracks.
But surely we need our wings to fly.
This one was large and decorative. At least I think so. We'll find out when we hit an atmosphere.
You trusted the 778 to make repairs?
No, I said they were sealing up the cracks. Bodily. I might have welded them to the ship.
Harsh. I like it.
So what do we do about the coup?
I think we need to find this freedom dude and ask him a few questions.
Do you speak Swedish?
No, I just watched a lot of The Muppet Show.
Oh, dear. Wonderful. Any countries or linguistic groups left we haven't insulted? Is there any?
Latvia? No. Wait.
Where do we find freedom dude, Olivia?
He's a revolutionary. He's probably hiding behind some palm fronds or something.
Could you perhaps scan for a body tag?
He doesn't have one.
How is that possible?
Dug it out with one of Albert's shed teeth, packed the wound with moss and sewed himself back together with the stringy bits from some celery.
Resourceful.
Disgusting. It's a festering mess and he'll probably lose an arm.
Yeah. You know, Olivia, it sounds like you've been keeping an eye on him for some time. Is there any reason you didn't alert us to his presence?
He doesn't wear a shirt.
What does he have to do with the awakened passengers?
Well, according to this manifesto, he's trying to lead them.
Freedom dude is trying to lead a bunch of rich toffs in a revolution. good luck.
Yeah, it appears he's promised them he can reverse the MRDR protocol.
But this is impossible.
Not entirely.
But
she's right.
Welcome back. You planning to stay long?
Blame Greg. They're his mushrooms.
Which I told you not to eat.
To the point, please.
Okay, the secondary healer pod, not the one that ended up on Tiberius's ship. The other one. It was designed to override the murder protocol.
What? How come I never knew about this?
It was intended for the revolution. My revolution. Those of us who were sneaked aboard in case we had to take control of the ship.
Why did you never tell any of us about it?
It didn't actually work very well in testing. The scientists were trying to work out the bugs, but in the end, we ran out of time.
So what happens if you use it?
Story for another time, I think. Right now, we have a loose cannon aboard the ship.
A loose cannon? Great. That's all we need.
Where's the other healer pod? Maybe we'll find him there.
Actually, no. Bit of a problem.
A very unusual. Let me guess. He's in the swamp, making friends with the big bad.
Yes.
What? I was joking.
Or were you? Does anyone else hear moaning?
Time.
So, let me guess. 3,000 words.
3,044. Let's wrap it up.
Oh, you must be real fun at parties.
They woke up in the middle of the night needing narration. Now I need a nap. Roll credits.
Fine. You've been listening to Kevin Hall as Greg, David S. Deer as Dr. Theo Brome, Bonnie Brantley as Jesse,
Shannon Perry as Olivia and Madeline, Tim Sherburn as Colin, Eric Perry as Dr. Von Habesetzer, Sarah Golding as Mrs. Sheffield.
I'm Kyle Jones, your narrator, too.
And I'm Chris Nadolny-Gorley as your narrator.
Our music is composed and performed by John Faley. Lucas Elliott creates our artwork.
Sarah Golding is our
dialogue editor.
And Chrissy Tellen-Sage is our sound engineer. Oz9 is written by Shannon Perry.
Oh, I need coffee and a croissant.
That sounds good. Have those ready for me in an hour.
You know, you are not my real mom.
See you next time, space monkeys. Keep your eyes on the skies and your hands off the crudité. Oz9 is a proud member of the Fable and Folly Network.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
How much do you know about cryonic preservation?
Cryonic preservation.
The preservation of human beings at extreme low temperature.
You mean like Walt Disney?
I swear to God, if you say anything about Walt Disney's frozen head, I'm hanging up this phone right now.
Swear to me you've never heard of the Red Valley Sea Bolt until I just told you.
I swear.
You swear?
Could you take your hand off my knee?
Look, Warren, if they're sending the Butter Wouldn't Melt new boy looking for Red Valley, it'll be for a reason. Trust me. People are losing their lives in this company.
We pulled him out too soon.
He is awakening exactly as we planned.
He's dying on me!
We're all murderers here. Bryony, you, me, that doorman probably. Guy on the corner there with the neck tattoo. I bet he's killed someone.
Would you like to cut his head off?
I'm sorry.
The saw is fun.
Gordon, why are you sharing this stuff with me? Why are you smiling?
I don't know. I smile when things get awkward.
Get in your golden bullet, pick me up.
You want to go to Red Valley?
You want to go to Red Valley?
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley is available on all podcast providers. Do you want to continue?